Hey, Growl, what are you doing?
Make some noise, you know.
Yeah, we gotta start the movie. He ain't growling.
Gee, I think he's bummed out.
Stick a pin in his bum, eh?
No way.
What are you on, Valium?
Maybe I ought to crank his tail, eh? That ought to start him up.
Okay,
start up. Come on, eh?
Maybe we ought to call Marlon Perkins, eh? Get Wild Kingdom here, eh? Hey, come on. Oh, geez, you're getting mad, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, we better get home.
You're doing the same, eh?
Oh.
Good day. Oh, do our new movie theme, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Welcome to our movie, eh? Okay, our topic is movies.
Yeah.
Okay, first off, difference between movies and TV, eh? Okay, go to TV.
This is the difference between TV and movies, eh?
So?
Okay, go back to movies.
Geez, now that hoser's growling.
Yeah.
Take off, will you? We're doing our movie.
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
Okay, another topic. Zoom out, eh?
Yeah.
Let's show how big the screen is, eh? Zoom
look
out.
Look how huge it is, eh?
Okay, like normally we just have Great White North, eh? But look, we got, what's that over there?
Okay, like England and Ireland and France, eh?
He's a genius, eh? He knows the atlas. Okay, and over here we have?
Russia and Hawaii.
Okay. So, all hosers in Russia and Hawaii and England, welcome to our movie.
How's it going,
okay,
comrades?
We made, zoom back in, eh? Okay, we made a movie, eh? So we're going to show that now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
First of all, they got to interview me, the director.
I got to put up the screen, too, eh?
Don't forget. Okay, zoom in on me, the director. Come on. Okay.
I directed too, eh?
Yeah, well, I got to give them my theory on movies, eh? Okay, here's my theory on movies. You want to know how to wreck a movie, eh? Take a jar of moss into the theater, eh? And let's...
Sorry.
And then, release them at a point in the movie when you know what's going to happen, eh? And all the moss will fly up to the projection booth window and cloud it up, and you can demand your money back.
Okay, zoom out, eh?
Beauty
this
idea.
Movie was shot in 3B. Three beers and it looks good, eh?
Hoserama. Yeah. Call it Hoserama.
Okay, so we made a movie, so sit back, get some corn, and let's have this movie time.
Okay, turn it on.
Okay. Give enough time just to see. Okay.
Okay, then 10 years after World War IV.
2051. No, more.
What? No.
2051, the future.
They saw it already. Take
next century.
I was the only one left on the planet after the Holocaust, eh?
Hey, go.
The Earth had been, devastated by nuclear war. Like Russia blew up the U.S. and U.S. blew up Russia, eh?
Statue of Liberty.
Psst, act.
Lucky for me, I'd been off-planet on vacation at the time of the war, eh? There wasn't much to do. All the bowling alleys had been wrecked. So as I spent most of my time looking for beer... One day, I was out looking for a nice place to build a city for my children when I spotted a mutant in the Forbidden Zone. I landed my vehicle to pursue and destroy this genetic freak before he could warn other mutants in the underground caves. I was kind of like a one-man force, eh? Like Charlton Heston in Omega Man. Did you see his beauty?
Yeah! Fleshy-headed mutant, are you friendly?
No way, eh? Radiation has made me an enemy of civilization.
Alpha Base, this is Bob McKenzie. I've spotted a fleshy-headed mutant in Sector 16B.
Now, take off, you hoser!
Did what happened? Film broke. Oh, jeez. Gotta fix it, eh? Sorry, film.
Sorry,
hey, I can't see, eh? Turn the lights off, will you
ball.
Guys?
He's
hey, what not? Jeez, we had a lot of popcorn, too.
Oh.
Okay, you cover. I'll fix film, eh?
Oh, I'm getting whiplash for my burps, eh?
Okay.
Oh, nice going, you knob.
Hey, what kind of movie is this?
Okay, here's how to get, zoom in on me. Zoom in on this. Okay, here's how to get free beer, eh? Get a baby mouse and, put it in a bottle. And when it's so small, it'll fit in like this hole, eh?
Hey, and, they did this on their album.
I'm sorry.
Rip off!
Oh,
shut up! Ah, you shut up!
Maybe with some, like...
Okay, we're not able to fix the film, eh? Okay, here's what happened in the film, eh? After I chased takeoff, after I chased the van, eh? He took back route.
Don't tell him a film, eh? Like, you're supposed to show it.
Yeah, but we kind of show it, eh? Cause
yeah, it's show it like this, eh? Like, just hold it. Zoom in on this, eh? Zoom in.
Oh, geez, that's a good idea, eh?
Yeah.
Oh. That's it. Oh. We're leaving, kids. Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
It's the arrow.
Oh, come on.
Hey, how come everybody's going, eh?
I don't know.
It gets better, eh?
What a waste of money. Where's the manager? Give me the manager.
I hope he's proud of himself.
Take off, eh?
How come everybody's so ticked, eh?
I don't know, man, but we may as well really wreck this movie now.
You must.
Yeah. Jeez. Here we go, eh?
Well, do you know, bro?
Like, why don't you fry?
Well, then how about a couple of passes to a real movie? Can you believe
this? Let's get out of here, okay?
Yeah. You hold it.
Oh. Not that way, we'll get
hey,
killed.
Hey, Bob,
they've been saving their allowance for weeks to see this movie. What am I supposed to tell them? Just what the heck am I supposed to tell them?
We're real sorry. Here's some money back, eh? It's only $15. Take it. It's yours.
Take off. That's beer money, eh?
Hey, look! They're giving refunds in the alley. Get them!
Watch out. Cops.
What?
Cops.
This is a place.
I got back to work first.
Jeez. Good thing I'm still wearing that jock, eh?
20 minutes.
Hey, wait up, eh?
You are you holding?
That's them. Get him!
Driver.
You drive. There's a lot of cops around.
Okay, thanks.
It's the 20th.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you going this way for?
Okay,
this
is your guy.
Go outside.
Oh,
hey, officer, I told him to go the other way.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, let's move it.
Yes, you roll.
No.
Let's go.
Sorry, we're moving. My brother's drunk.
I am not. Come on. Let's go.
Come on,
give me
a chair.
Give me a chair.
See you, boy.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
Here, what are we going to do?
Bribe.
Well, give him a donut. Jelly, he likes jelly. Jelly donut coming. Okay, how's that?
Come on. Easy,
jelly. Get over there, get over there. Quick, get a glass.
What the hell's going on in there?
I just got your beer.
You take it to
him. Oh, wait. You take it to him.
No, you.
No. You take it. I'm letting go. I'm letting go of the beer. You're taking it.
No.
I'm letting go.
Okay,
let go.
Okay, fine.
Dad, Bob broke your beer.
No, I didn't. Doug broke it.
It was you.
Clean up the mess, boys.
I want two hoses to get me a fresh case of beer first thing in the morning.
We're going to need some money.
Use the money I gave you today, you idiot.
Way to go. Take away the money.
Yeah, what's going to happen if this plan don't work, eh?
The old man will boot us out of the house. We'll have no place to sleep.
Yeah, I could live in this van, eh? I don't even
take off. You need money delivery. You'll starve.
Well, this plan sucks. I ain't going in.
The Artur, I'll tell the old man you gave away his beer money.
Okay. You boss me around.
Morning, George.
How are you, Benny?
Give me 12 fresh Yukon gold.
12 Yukon gold.
That horse ran like a bun, yes.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, take it easy.
Well, Elsinore.
12.
24.
Oh, yeah, sorry. 24 Elsinore beers.
24. Yeah.
24 Elsinore. 14.70.
I believe there'll be no charge on this two for a beer, thank you.
Excuse me?
Okay. We found this mouse in a bottle of Elsinore beer that we bought at your beer store, eh? And we heard, like, when that happens, that you get your beer free.
It's in the Canadian Criminal Code, eh?
Yeah.
Like, there's legal precedent-setting cases in law.
So, like, give us our free beer.
You want free beer? Go to the brewery. Now get out of here before I put the two of you in a bottle.
You sure you don't want to think this over?
I'm sure.
Okay,
we're going.
Yeah,
see ya.
She's a lot of arrows, eh? Elsinore Castle,
yeah.
Elsinore Brewery, Royal Canadian Institute for the Mentally Insane.
Hey, that's a loony bin, eh?
Yeah, it sure looks spooky up there. I don't like the look of this at all.
Where should we go, loony bin or brewery?
I'm taking you to the loony
take
bin.
Off, take off,
I'm
brewery.
Going to the brewery.
No way, go to the brewery.
All right. But then I'm taking you to the loony bin.
Holy jeez. Look at that.
What should we do, eh?
Get me out of here!
Hey, hold it. Her tires are insulators. Don't get out of the car or you'll ground and get electrocuted.
He hooked up our stereo, eh?
Well, I can't get out. The doors are stuck.
You know what we gotta do, eh?
What?
Ram her from behind. Come on. Who's driving?
You are.
In case she sues for whiplash, I don't know you. I'm just a hitchhiker, eh?
You all sue for whiplash?
Hurry!
Looking at me?
Yeah, because she thought you're some kind of freak. Now, come on,
hey,
let's go.
She likes me, eh?
No way.
What happened?
There's a power surge at the main gate. We lost picture, but we have it back now.
Is she here?
Yes. She's not alone. She's got two guys with her.
Lawyers. I knew this would happen. Don't let them in.
They're already in. Damn distortion wings. That's twice.
Where is it?
Oh, he's back in the thing.
Yes? She's here. What are you doing here?
Well, I, Ted said she had lawyers with her. I thought we should discuss it.
I did not say they were lawyers. You said they were lawyers.
They don't look like lawyers to me. You have the check?
Yes, it's right here.
Did her mother sign it?
Yes, she did.
And you know what to do?
Yes, yes, I know.
It's real big, eh?
Yeah.
Well, don't get scared. Just think of all the free beers we're going to get. Come on.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yeah. We have an appointment with that guy there, eh?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Elsinore passed away recently.
No, wait. Yes. Well, we made the appointment with the deceased quite some time ago, eh? We was away on business.
How long ago was it?
When did he die?
I beg your pardon.
Wait. Okay, you know his replacement, eh? Like the new boss? We made the appointment with him, eh? What's his name again?
I'm afraid that's private company business.
I see. Well, perhaps one of these would refresh your memory.
Well, the day after he died, his brother Claude married his wife and took over the entire brewery. But there's a daughter.
Go, eh?
It's my last one.
Go, go.
It's a jelly.
She just turned 21 and legally inherits the whole brewery.
So she's the new boss?
However, today I've asked Pamela to drop by so that we could present her with this honorarium and the temporary shared transfer agreement.
In other words, you're buying her out.
Nobody's buying anybody out, Henry.
This is a temporary arrangement to relieve her of the burden of ownership so that she can continue with her studies.
Do you want to be relieved of the burden of ownership?
Well, I don't know. $5 million is an awful lot of money. My mother might have accepted your proposals, but I don't. Forget it, Uncle. I'm taking over the company.
There's a legal question to consider here. Excuse me. Essentially, this is a vote of trust.
Come on. We're lost.
Who are you?
Yes, we have an appointment with the president, the new president, not the one who died, eh, of the brewery, Mr. Claude Elsinore. Perhaps you heard of him?
Come on, I'll show you.
Montreal, 2 years ago. Doesn't play hockey no more.
Take off. He's a cop. He knows you're lying about the Muslim bomb. He's going to arrest you. I'm going to be a witness.
I got that guy's hockey card at home. I'll show it to you.
Looks like LaRose picked up those two hicks.
But you don't know how to run a brewery. Who will handle the day-to-day operations?
Well, Henry ran it for my father. He can run it for me.
I'll help all I can, excuse me. I just don't want to step on Smith's toes.
Who?
What? We're having a meeting.
These gentlemen here say they have a meeting with you, eh?
When? What meeting?
Hey, Whiplash, how's it going?
Just fine, thanks.
What is the reason for this?
Are you Claude Elsinore?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, well, we found this mouse in a bottle of your beer, eh? Like, we was at a party, and a friend of ours, a cop, had some, and he puked. And he said, come here and get free beer, or he'll press charges.
Henry, could this have happened?
Well, not so long ago, when there were men on the bottling lines, this sort of thing didn't happen.
So let's get some men on the bottling line.
Welcome to 1984. The age of automation and unemployment. The rise of the machine and the fall of man. The end of the human era. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
What? We can't hear you. We got these things in our ears.
Watch your step and remember, Big Brother is watching you. Here, put these on. Safety requirements. Your job is to watch the bubbles on this line. Watch them for mice.
What's my job?
Help them.
Gun opener?
Yeah, I stole this.
Two at a time, eh?
Yeah, two at a time.
Cheers. To our new job.
Yeah, beauty.
Okay. Good. Now bring the lunatics from the Institute. I want to see how the drug and the beer is affecting them.
They're responding to the sounds. Watch this. Basically, it's the same system with a new addition. Specific tones are still linked to motivation, but now we've added color distinction. So object A will attack object B, or black will attack white, or vice versa. I'm going to try the whole thing out tomorrow.
Same concentration of the formula.
Mm-hmm.
That means we are right on schedule. Just one more test, and then we are ready for the world. Light them up.
Pamela, I don't want you to think that your mother and I don't understand how you feel about losing your father.
If it'd be me who died, you'd be over it by now.
It's easy to wallow in self-pity. The hard thing is to go on living.
We'd always have our memories. The Colonel's dead. Here we are still enjoying his chicken.
Don't you think it's a little unusual to get married so soon after the funeral?
Or Bean Medley, do it.
Well, where'd you boys get all this beer?
You stole it, didn't you? I'm calling the police.
No way. We got jobs. This was free beer, Dad. There's more outside.
How much more?
Oh, about 10 or 12 cases. We got jobs at Elsinore Brewery. We work there now, eh?
Do you hear that, honey? We got jobs. We got free beer.
She's reading these good books now, eh?
Yeah, well, let's not blow it by sleeping in and being late for our first day at work, eh?
Why don't we stay up all night?
Beauty idea.
Honey, phone the neighbors. Never mind. I'll do it myself. Hey, George, the boys got jobs.
Crazy George.
What's going on out there? What's all around you?
Damn it, Kathy. Shut up.
Elsinore Brewery. I'm sorry, he doesn't work here anymore.
Thank you.
They were here when I got here.
Guys!
Shut up, Ma! Oh, jeez. Oh. Good day. We got here too early, eh? We was just waiting.
Well, where's Henry Green? Weren't you supposed to meet him here?
Jeez, I just got up, eh? I don't know.
Okay, well, come on. You can't leave this mess here, so I'll show you the way to the cafeteria, and then we'll try and find Henry Green, okay?
Get up.
Oh,
jeez.
Take her out.
little staff, I guess there's no reason to have a cafeteria.
Geez, I told you we brought too many donuts, eh? This is spooky.
It's like a ghost town, isn't it?
Yeah.
Take off!
Look out, eh?
The lights don't work.
Hey, check this out. There's sandwiches and smokes in these machines, eh?
Here's an old Galactic Border Patrol game.
Geez, you got Joe Louie and... geez, is that tuna or what?
Plugs don't work.
Hey, give me some quarters, will you? I'm going to have chocolate milk.
Forget it, Hoser. The power's turned off.
Come on, guys. Let's go.
Yeah, there's a door here. It's locked. Hey, Pam, you got a credit card? Hey, you got a credit card?
Well, yeah, I do.
Yeah, she's got a credit card.
Okay, give it to me. I need it.
He needs your credit card,
okay,
eh?
Hey, here.
Okay, common credit card. Geez, travel, eh? Here you go.
Beauty.
Like, he once got our dead battery going by mixing bird's feces and spit because there's, like, acid in it, eh? So, do you travel quite a bit? Beauty! Jesus! Bingo! Let's play! Holy jeez, jackpot!
How did you do that?
Oh, I know some stuff about electricity, eh?
Hey, here's your chocolate! Cheers!
Jeez, Hoser, this is 4 months old. What is it?
The power's on in the old cafeteria.
On those your little friends.
It must be them.
I think it's time the little lady and I had a chat.
Sorry, Ralph, Pam.
You shouldn't have that chocolate milk.
I know. Sorry about your sweater. You can take it out of my pay if you want.
It's okay.
Geez, you're real nice. If I didn't have puke breath, I'd kiss you. Hey, Pam! Your name's on this machine.
What?
You got to level 6, I only got to level 5. Beauty playing.
Well, I never played that game before.
Well, your name's right here. Not a bad score, either.
21-10-59.
That's right.
Well, that's my birth date. October 21st, 1959.
My name's Gunn. Who's John Elsnore?
My father.
Precious Daisy. Hey, can I play?
Sure. Go ahead.
Ow! This thing's hot. Jeez, you better check this. Look, the plug's going.
Miss Elsnore?
Hey, Rosie.
Mr. Smith is waiting for you.
Where is he?
In the brewery room. I can show you the way.
Oh, thanks. It's okay. I can find my way myself. I'll see you guys later.
Hey, thanks for the jobs, eh?
Yeah, we'll work real hard.
Hey, Rosie, will you sign a hockey card I brought from home?
Where'd you get that?
Well, I collect them, but I already had the gum, eh? Sign it to Bob McKenzie, my good pal. Put Rosie to Rose. I know you like when people call you Rosie, eh?
Hey, how'd Pam's dad die?
He was electrocuted.
Take off, will you? Sign my card. Hey, that was a great hat trick you got against Czechoslovakia, eh? Sorry about that nervous breakdown you had, though. I guess it kind of screwed up your career, eh?
You had a nervous breakdown, eh? Me too, when he was born.
Take off, you loser.
You take off, you numb.
Okay.
Good morning, Miss Elsinore. I'm Brewmeister Smith. My condolences to you on the loss of your father.
I appreciate your sympathy, but I came here to talk about my plans for the brewery. Brewery now, isn't it?
Oh, well, I'm very flattered that you think I'm that important. But of course, it's not true. I'm just an employee.
Really? Well, who employed you to install surveillance cameras?
Well, you see, the brewery business has become very competitive these days. So security is extremely important.
What made this brewery great is that my father ran it as a family business. I'm afraid you have 2 weeks' notice, Mr. Smith.
You must be out of your mind, young lady. It takes experience to run a brewery, and you have none.
I don't plan on doing it alone.
Henry, I want to talk to you.
All right, let's not get excited.
I'm the president of the company. I'll just hire you back. She has no right.
She has the right. She has 51%. That's all the right she needs.
You're right. Well, what are we going to do?
I have a plan.
Oh, no. 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 No rough stuff. Now, remember, that was our deal. We had a deal. I don't have the stomach for it.
Stinking hypocrite. You murdered your own brother. You had the stomach for that.
The second time. You murdered him first. He was already dead when I killed him. I can't go through with that again. There'll be police. There'll be questions. I'll crack. I know I will.
Shut up. We are not going to kill anybody.
Excuse me. Brewmeister, we're ready for the exercises.
Good.
You're going to conduct those experiments with her walking through the brewery? Suppose she sees something?
Where are the fools with the mouse?
They're with Henry Green.
Put them in the cave. Take it to level 5.
Level 5?
Level 5!
Do it.
Take this. We got work to do.
I have to go along with this. But don't worry. You won't get hurt. Your equipment should protect you.
Being on the same team as you is all the padding I need, Rosie.
Are you okay?
You okay, Hoser?
I'm your father, Luke. Give in to the dark side of the force, you knob.
He saw Jedi 17 times, eh? Beauty.
Better go to your goals.
Stop you hosers.
Cover your shorts. Don't get deep. Stick on the ice.
The day he died. Wait, look.
That's the tape they showed at the inquest. Look.
At least finger skaters know how to skate, eh?
Hey. Somebody horked our clothes.
Geez, who'd want to hork our clothes, eh?
Maybe a couple of these guys got sick and tired of wearing their pajamas, eh?
Oh, they're all on the ice.
We better report this to our boss.
No. Hey, let's go see if there's lost and found, eh?
No, let's report it to our boss.
No, lost and found is a better idea.
Thank you.
Been in here before?
Yeah. I've never seen this stuff before. You certainly don't need any of this kind of hardware to make beer.
You ain't gonna find no lots of bounty. I told you that was a mistake. I'm scared for you. Fast. Ow!
Ow! He's okay, terrible. Who's that?
Smith's assistant. Look at this. Every camera in the place is tied into this console.
It's us.
Yeah. They don't even trust themselves.
It's a guy.
Are you sure we didn't kill them?
Just shut up. I have this all worked out.
Ah!
Stupid idiot. Now he'll be asleep for 2 hours.
Woo! You got us!
Don't wait. Here.
You have to get up! You are!
I told you. We take them to the loading dock and put them in beer cages. Hurry!
Look
at this
place. Gee,
what is this, eh?
It's a nuclear bomb
shelter. Come on. Let's get a bomb. There's probably
beer here somewhere.
Oh, Jesus. There's
a guy over there.
Jeez. Hey, here's the game we was in. Hey, what's with this guy, eh? Hey, you.
He's dead! I'm a witness! Please! Please!
I didn't do that!
My brother's a murderer!
Hey, God!
Please. He's not dead. Look, his stomach's moving.
Maybe he's just sleeping, eh?
Maybe he's gonna puke. He had too many beers.
Where's beers?
I'll find him.
Jeez, here's the organ he was using, eh? Computer, eh? I don't know how to work, though, eh?
Yeah, dude, you wouldn't know how to work it if it's got a computer.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Wizard.
Let me try. I'm a genius. Okay, watch this.
These holes are skating around in a circle. Hey, Beauty. That song's making them fight, eh?
Yeah, do it again.
Delvecchio has heard Gretzky here in the bedroom not find out what's done.
Fulford and Ullman have been fighting terribly, of course. Frank Muhammad's one of the strongest guys in the league. He made out okay, but what a fight.
Well, last time when he had thrown an octopus on the ice and Litzenberger and Salmier.
stops, then no brakes.
Good work. Good work. Listen, about that shooting business. I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean it. You boys have a nice nap? Well,
how's it going?
You're doing a great job for me here, but I have a special assignment for you. My daughter, you know, Pamela, she's having her birthday, and I want to deliver a couple of kegs, very special kegs, for the party.
Geez, these got beer in them, these big kegs?
Beer? Oh, yes, beer for the party. Now, here, look, here's a map, and you must follow this route precisely, because otherwise you get lost and she'll be disappointed.
Hey, where are you guys going, eh?
What? Shh, get out of here.
Hey, Rosie, we're going to Pam's birthday. You coming?
It's a business trip. They're going on a business trip.
Okay, so we just go down to Lakeside Park here, eh?
That's right. It's right at the bottom of the hill. You can't miss it. It's right at the bottom of the big hill. Now, you better get started or you'll be late.
Okay.
I'll go with you, eh?
No, you open the door. Open the door.
We're going to get loaded on
this door. Come ahead, boys. Hurry! Look, everything's under control. Don't worry, I took care of it.
So I heard.
Yes. Please, do you mind? You're a little crowded here. Yes, let me out. Please.
Now, send those lunatics back to the Institute. We have to follow the van.
Back to the Institute!
Do as I say!
Hurry. We have to follow the van! Back! Back! Go back! The van! Follow the van? Oh, just to make sure. That's a great idea. Great idea.
Get it.
I'll drive.
Hey, did you feed Hosehead this morning?
No, I forgot. He was sleeping, eh?
Well, make up your mind, eh?
Yeah, he was sleeping.
Well, maybe we ought to go home and feed him, eh?
What, in case the party goes all night?
We got two kegs. Oh, what are you doing?
Just testing the brakes, eh? It felt a little soft.
Where are they going?
I don't understand it. I gave them a map. It was all very clear.
Follow them.
Okay, don't be a hog. We just have time for one quick one.
Okay. Hey, last one in the house is a big idiot.
Take off. I win, eh?
Oh, jeez. Take a look at this. Jeez, Dad really got into beers, eh?
Where are they?
Mom? Dad? Let's see if they're in the room.
Nope. Okay, come on.
Mom, Dad. Take off, eh?
Get out!
Sorry. Get out. Jeez. Jeez. Oh, no, no, they're ready.
Keep leaving. Get his bowl quick or he'll kill us.
Yeah, he's got a funny look in his eye, eh?
What the stink are they doing in there?
Would you like me to tilt your chair back?
Shut up.
20 cans ought to be enough, eh? Okay, we're going to a party. Don't eat the furniture. I gotta get some new underwears. Jeez,
food legs! Oh, remember where we got this?
Yeah, it was just running off them pirates, eh?
Was that a dream or what?
It was no dream. It was in your underwears.
Okay, let's see.
What are you going to do?
It's one of them new square records, eh, that goes like on a record player that's like on its side, eh?
No way. That's an EP from some British new wave band.
Take off. You don't know.
Yeah, they bootleg those, eh?
What do you think?
Sounds like a British new wave band.
Yeah, beauty sound.
Beauty.
Not my style of music, eh? Hey, Jose, here's another one for your collection, eh?
Beauty. Hank Aaron. Wonder if he can hit.
There they are.
Hey, who's driving?
I am, because you're too loaded to drive.
Take off. I'm not. Just getting warmed up for the party, eh?
Can't drink and drive at the same time, Holzer.
To get away from the brewery once in a while, you know. Take a little drive, you know.
Hey, did you ever notice that, like, in movies that they, when they're driving, like, they don't look at the road, like, for a long time?
Pete, no, I never noticed that.
Yeah, that's because they're being towed, eh?
Really?
By, like, Rick.
Just like I told you.
What's going on? Will you stop this thing? Come on!
Brakes at work.
Let's try the parking brake, eh?
Hang on, the parking brake never works.
These cops are going to roast us.
At the end of the wharf, sir.
All right, you better follow us there.
Hey, you guys follow him.
She's trying to call an ambulance.
It's on its way, sir.
Available here.
down there 10 minutes? Nobody can last that long. Not Houdini, not nobody.
You, eh?
What do you mean?
You're a cute little guy. They're going to be loving you from dawn until dusk.
Turn!
Where are you going to be?
I'll be in the cafeteria selling smokes.
All right, single file down here. Step it up. Move it!
Jesus. They're going to kill us.
Hands on your pockets, back against the wall.
Oh, geez.
Feet together. Come on, straighten up here. Look straight ahead. Straighten up, I said.
Okay.
That's it. Okay.
Try to pick out the man who kidnapped you.
That's her.
Hey, how you doing?
Come on, get back there.
No, that's her. She was...
Get back, quiet.
Okay.
You can't get any further back.
Shut up!
Catatonic schizophrenia.
What?
Schizophrenia marked by an excessive and sometimes violent motor activity or by generalized inhibition.
Sounds like you just picked that out of the dictionary.
No, that's exactly what the doctor told us. I have a photographic memory, you know.
Really?
Oh, yes, I never forget a thing.
Well, that might be useful in my investigation of this case.
Well, feel free to call upon me at any time.
The compliments and the many fine things you have in your home.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bonaparte.
Napoleon, actually.
Yeah. What a thing like that cost?
Oh, $4,000 or $5,000. I don't remember.
Who chiseled this?
It was some sculptor, I think. I'm terrible on names. I
thought you said you had a photographic memory.
Oh, well... Normally, I would, but...
Darling!
My wife.
You didn't tell me we had company.
I think you know the inspector, dear.
Hello.
My wife, actually.
How is she?
She's about the same, I'm afraid.
I don't know what's wrong with her. She hasn't said a word since the accident. I hope it's not something that I've done.
No, of course not, no. Well, the inspector has to leave.
Oh, wouldn't you like a drink or something?
No, he wouldn't. He'd love to, but he has to run.
Oh.
Night.
Thank you, Inspector.
I hope she'll be able to testify tomorrow morning.
Who? Oh, yes. Yes, we hope so.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Chimp here does the killing. I don't like to kill. I'm the brains, eh? Like we got over $5 billion in our hideout. Only some of the money's marked, eh? So we're not spending it. We's just waiting.
These guys like a smoke?
No, eh? We want our lungs to be pink when they fry us. Hey, we told them we didn't want a lawyer. Chimp here would probably just kill him anyway. Lawyers are for sucks.
McKenzie Brothers, your lawyer's here. You can talk in here.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Jack Hoffman, your lawyer.
How's it going, eh?
How's it going, Mr. Hoffman? I remember you from the office, eh?
You're very observant. I'll make this as simple as possible. The two of you have been charged with kidnapping under Section 2471 of the Criminal Code. The offense of kidnapping is comprised of two elements, both of which must be satisfied before a conviction may lie. The first element, actus reus, which was satisfied on October the 10th, 1983, when you, Robert and Douglas McKenzie, did kidnap one Pamela Elsinore.
Wait a sec, eh? Like, we didn't do it.
Yeah, that's right. We's innocent, eh?
If you're innocent, then you have nothing to fear.
Exhibit A. It's an open and shut case. Shall I time code it?
Yes. Now what about that missing disc? How did you get the code?
Random chance.
That's impossible. Play it back. Give me magnification on the code pad. That's not our code. Give me the John Elsinore disc. It's pointless to worry.
See, that's 11, 12, 13.
I knew exactly what they were doing. I took the one disc that would incriminate me.
What are we going to do now?
We'll move towards Oktoberfest as planned. And I will not underestimate our little friends again.
Do you want me to light it up?
No.
Hey, Rick Hawkins! Come on, you guys! Get
it. It's the press. I'll handle it.
Mr. Hawkins, we just get one thing on with the boys, eh? Boys.
That's how you handle the press. Come on. We're late. Let's go.
Remind me to pay his bill on time, eh?
Yeah. Chuck Norris for the defense, eh?
Here it is.
Your Worship, I wish to plead my clients guilty to statutes 125 and 233 of the Criminal Code, and not guilty to all other charges due to mental incompetence.
Objection. You cannot split pleas like that.
Two bowls of split plea soup to go, eh? Oh, did you get bleeding nose?
Yeah.
Your Honor, you Mr. Judge, my brother's got some bleeding... Hey, take off. My brother's got a bleeding nose. We need some Kleenex or something.
Clark, please.
Clark's going to give you some Kleenex.
And this, sir, is the same tape that your engineer retrieved from the television cameras that monitor the activity in your brewery?
Oh, yes. And I'd like to point out that this tape has not been tampered with or edited in any way. It even has a time code on it, and those are very difficult to fake.
For the benefit of the court, would you please explain time code?
Just because I don't know what it is, doesn't mean I'm lying.
Geez, he usually stops bleeding by now, eh?
No, this isn't
working. Are you okay?
Something. Quick, a couple of bullets.
Maybe we should call, like, the Red Cross
here,
or something.
Try these.
Well, good idea. Beauty, Clark.
Beauty!
May I remind you two idiots that this is a court of law?
He's the one with the bleeding nose. I didn't do nothing.
Proceed, Counselor.
Would you state your name and occupation, please?
Dr. B.M. Smith, resident head of psychiatry at the Royal Canadian Institute for the Mentally Insane.
Now, Dr. Smith, we know you're familiar with this case. The victim, Pamela Elsinore, is currently in your care at the RCIMI.
That is correct.
Dr. Smith, would you say that you are sufficiently familiar with the defendants to give us a preliminary diagnosis?
I am. I would say, without a doubt, that they suffer from paranoid schizophrenia.
Would you kindly explain to the court what that means?
Well, that is schizophrenia, marked by excessive and sometimes violent motor activity, or by generalized inhibition.
I do.
I do.
I guess we're married, Clark.
No.
Where's the honeymoon?
Order. Order.
Give me a toasted bag, Bake, and hold the toast.
Don't make me laugh, eh?
I must instruct you not to speak unless you are spoken to.
Geez, he's starting to sound like the old man. Pretty soon he'll be sending me out for beers.
Until the victim is mentally fit for trial, I want these two lunatics confined under the psychiatric care of Dr. Smith at the Royal Canadian Institute for the Mentally Insane. This hearing is adjourned.
Take off.
If you put my side, don't go over that line.
What line? I don't see no line.
There is a line.
If you put your mouth on...
Take off. I'm going to do the steamroller.
Take off. No way.
Steamroller.
I'm steamrolling you.
Take off.
Steamroller.
Hi, fellas. My name's Ted, and I'm happy to be working with you.
I'll reconnect this.
Forget it. Dr. Smith is doing lobotomy in the morning.
This is just the thing, a hypodermic needle.
Here, this ought to be worth $650.
No, I don't want a $650. Hey, I got your license number. You rich bum. $650. Hey, you. $650. Hey, you. Let me see your ticket. 650.
All I've got is 2 5s.
Who was in this bed?
Jean LaRose.
John LaRose, the hockey player?
I don't know. Yes, I guess so.
Is this the available bed?
No, he's... I don't know where he is. This is the one. He's dead.
Well, get him out of that bed.
That's not my job. I'm sorry.
Well, not your job. Or what do we want him to mummify?
You're asking me to do all sorts of crazy things.
Get the man
out
of the bed.
This is my business.
Oh, that's not going to listen to you.
What have you done with the disc?
What are you looking at me for? I don't got it. Maybe it's out of gas, eh? Oh!
You farted.
No, it wasn't me. It was the chair, eh?
He's lying.
No.
Check the machine, eh?
I'm not lying.
He's lying, all right.
I don't need no machine to tell me that, eh?
I didn't do it, I swear.
Oh, geez, don't slice cheese in here, will you?
Take off.
Oh, come on, down the hall.
All right. Don't be a bully, eh? Hey, there's those guys who worked our clothes. Hey,
how come you're not playing hockey, eh?
Okay, I know my rights.
Hey, who's in this room?
Hey,
there's a cab in there.
All right, don't touch anything. I'll be right back.
What was that?
Let's get out of here.
How's that?
Beauty, take it up to 30 this time.
No way, it's my turn. I'll...
Okay. I'll just disconnect these.
So?
No, he went out, eh? He went to get a pizza. Who's this?
Jeez. Got hung up, eh? Okay. Put this in your mouth so you don't bite your tongue off.
You did.
Hey, let's try the head this time. Okay. See, if you'd stick to your 12-point maintenance program, eh, then we wouldn't have to jumpstart you like this. But,
oh, no, you had to do it your way. You think
you know everything, eh? Okay. Here we go. I'm going to take it up to 90 this time.
Hey, get away from there. Don't touch those things.
No. You're always touching things.
Take off, eh?
He's party pooping, eh? Hey, some guy called you while you was out, eh?
Yeah. The phone for me?
Yeah. Okay, do it now.
No, no, he'll get me.
Oh, come on, eh? Jeez, what about my turn?
Do this instead.
Hey.
How's it going, eh?
Shh. It's going pretty good.
He doesn't like him.
Where's Pam? I gotta find Pam.
Jeez, I saw her down the hall before, but she was dozing off, eh?
Come on! Come on!
Oh, jeez. Well, we gotta come back for my turn, eh?
One guy drove away the car from here and gave me this lady as a doctor. And one guy stole the car over there. My coat, too.
Okay, let's take a look, sir.
He was not wearing any clothes. He was wearing pajamas. He stole my coat and hit me.
I saw you drown.
They saved my life.
You saved my life.
What are you doing in here?
We're from the Department of Justice, and we're adjusting the beds. This is Mr. Roy, our consultant.
These 2 minutes for elbowing. Let's get out of here.
Hey, where are all these hoses going, eh?
There's a tunnel to the brewery.
Let's go.
Geez, I ain't playing hockey again.
Tunnel to the brewery. Take off. How convenient.
The circuit diffuser, the computers, the surveillance system, everything seems to be overloaded. And I think Ted is dead.
Ted?
Yes.
wasn't me. I didn't do it. Turn this thing off. I should never have listened to you.
Shut up. I could crush your head like a nut. But I won't. Because I need you. Now, go to the loading dock. Make sure the trucks leave for Oktoberfest as planned. Do as I say. They put some stuff in the beer, and they make us drink it every day.
Oh, they must have found out about that. That's why they killed him.
Come on.
Just follow him to the sun, right?
Oh, I've had a heart attack.
Wait, I want to go to the cafeteria.
You go with her. You come with me. Be careful.
Don't worry, I will.
Come on. Mom!
See, eh?
Yeah. Good day, eh?
Geez, I'm sure glad we got rid of them. They were really starting to bug me, eh?
Come on, let's go.
Yeah, okay.
You mean you've never been apart?
No, never, never.
Stay away from her, watch it. Where's the other one?
He's dead, Smith. You killed him.
Oh, good. There's one less to worry about. Now come this way. Now hurry up!
Hurry up! Come on! Let's go! I saw that!
It's the one stolen from the hospital?
That's it.
Japanese, eh?
Yes, sir.
The whole world's made in Japan.
Good piece, sir.
How ironic. You came here with a mouse in a bottle. Now you are the mouse. As for you, my dear...
Don't worry about me, Smith. I wrote everything I know in a letter and mailed it to the newspapers.
When did you do that?
Very good, my dear. Cunning right to the end. But unfortunately, we find the mail system unreliable here. So we use private couriers. Nice try. It's really too bad you won't be around to see the whole world become addicted to Elsinore beer. In a few hours, I will introduce my special formula to the public at Oktoberfest. When they drink enough, they will do whatever I tell them.
You know, people can tell what's in beer, eh? Like my brother can tell the difference between beers by what his burps taste like.
Your brother is dead.
He's not really dead. I just told him that when you fainted.
Can I buy a beer?
Yes, it's a lot to remember.
You know what to do?
I think so.
Okay,
see you later.
Okay, I'll see you.
My brother and I used to say that drowning in beer was like heaven, eh? Now he's not here and I got two stalkers. This isn't heaven. This sucks.
Don't talk. Try and use as little oxygen as possible. Now maybe when the level rises, we can get up to that porthole.
I didn't notice anything.
No, fellas, no exercises today.
talk this over, fellas. I no, wait, 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 oh, turn that off. Wait, you can't do this to me. I'm in charge here.
There's a guy back there trapped in a vat. Somebody tried to kill him.
You stay here. Come on.
All right, out of the way. Come on.
Cops!
Clear out.
Holy shit!
How did he get in there?
I didn't do it.
Well, how are we going to get him out?
We could try cutting him out with a blowtorch.
You couldn't cut through that with a torch.
I don't know. We need an explosives expert.
No, don't blow him up. He's my brother. Please don't hurt him.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way.
He's going to take a leak. Get out of the way. Hey, get me out of here, will you? I got a whiz to throw.
Boy, that was some belch. We thought you were going to take a leak.
What do you mean? Just get me out of here, eh? Come on, eh, you hoser. I didn't say anything, but I had to see everyone's life, eh?
Yeah, well, gee, I don't know how to do it.
Oh, not there.
Okay, how about here?
Ooh, that feels good. Oh.
Better go.
was that?
It wasn't me.
The roof just blew off the Institute. It's on fire.
On fire? Jeez.
Hey, can you hold on for a minute?
Yeah, okay, but hurry, Willie. I gotta go.
Yeah, help me get him out of here. I got an idea.
You done yet?
Yeah.
Petey.
You did a fine job, son. What took you 2 minutes would have taken us 2 hours. You ever want a job with the fire department, you come and see me. You got it, huh?
What about my brother? Can he get a job?
You boys want to come with us?
Where are you going?
Oktoberfest.
Geez, I've had enough beer for a while.
Two trucks full of that bad beer went there this morning.
We have to stop the people from drinking it.
That's a thirsty crowd. It won't be easy.
Okay, I got an idea, but we got to go home first, okay? Come on.
Okay, you guys go with them.
Yeah. How come we're going home?
Don't worry about it. Just put these clothes on. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Senor Beer, we'll go right over there.
Okay.
Right over there, please.
You get it.
Okay, all cops, get out of your cars. Okay, I want to take a head count. Like maybe we'll have some breakfast, back baked sandwiches while we're waiting. Okay, another thing, y'all went through the stop sign over there, okay, and that's a moving violation. And my brother and I, we have a lot of parking
tickets. Hey,
what? My brother's coming in now, so all cops, come on up here now.
Sit there. Sit. Okay. Got a map?
Map.
Yeah, right there.
Okay, it's like an aerial view. Okay, take the 401. Take the 401 to Kitchener here, and then take Highway 6 north, okay? That goes right up here. That's the off-ramp. No, look. Right there. There's the off-ramp.
Don't forget to make a right at Highway 6, eh?
Yeah. Okay? So when you get there, you can have all the free beer and sausages you can eat.
We are very happy to announce that today all the beer is free.
Courtesy from our good friends at Elsinore Brewery.
Go in there.
It's a big skunk in there.
We know that. It's a Toronto skunk. My jurisdiction.
Right.
Well, boys, it worked. Works. I can't thank you enough. I really can't. That's some dog of yours, too. Really hungry, isn't he?
Yeah, he's always hungry, eh?
We couldn't feed him, eh, because we was in jail.
Yeah, you put us there. Thanks a lot, eh?
Yeah, we was innocent, too. She told you we were innocent.
Just a second. Just a second.
Okay.
All right, now, I got you off the criminal charges. But believe me, that mental incompetence bit will be... it'll be tough to beat.
I'll take care of them. From now on, they're working full-time at the brewery for me and Rosie. Come on.
Let's go here.
Let's go here.
See you, Inspector.
Bye.
van.
Oh, sorry, eh? We just wondering, eh, like, just exactly what is wrong with the beer, eh? Is it poison? Like, could it kill you?
No. It's not a poison. It's more like a drug. You can wear off in time like it did with me, eh?
Oh, well, we was thinking, like, since we're employees of the brewery now, eh, like, perhaps it would be a good idea for us to take, like, all the contaminated beer back to the brewery where it can be properly disposed of, eh?
You know how to handle one of those big rigs?
She's a 10-speed.
Yeah, sure, of course. Like, we drive them all the time, eh?
Well, take off, eh?
You're lying. Come on.
Okay, don't worry. Just trust me. Just come around here.
You're lying.
Just come here. I want to talk.
You're just tricking me.
Come here.
If you're sucking me in, I throw... Are you doing it?
You take right off.
You don't know how to drive this thing.
I do so. It's just a 10-speed. That's 5-speed times 2, eh?
We're going to crash. We're going to be in the water again.
Take off. We are not going to crash, eh? There's no way I'll crash this. This is a beer truck, eh?
Okay, good day. Welcome to the end of the movie, eh?
Yeah. How'd you like it?
Yeah, I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah.
I was drinking during the beer because I was having such... during the movie.
He's
mean,
loaded, eh? He's gone.
Okay, I've had a couple, so...
Time for a movie review, eh?
At least I don't have a voice like Jiminy Cricket.
Okay, movie review. Okay, I thought it was beauty. What'd you think, Doug?
Well, I thought there were a couple of minor story flaws, but all in all, it was a good $5 worth for me and my whole family.
Okay, I'd like to thank the Academy for this for this beer, eh? It's beauty. I'll put it on my mantle and, try and keep it cold.
Keep dust off it, too.
Okay, how about all those people that left early, eh, when the movie was ending, eh? They got their cars out now, and you got to see this, eh? Beauty. It's like leaving a ball game early, eh?
They thought they were going to get out, and instead, they missed all this great stuff.
Yeah, beauty. Okay, all these names that's going by, eh? These guys worked on a movie, eh? Like, this guy here, he was beauty. Mind you, he ate a lot at mealtime, eh? He was always late.
Here goes another one.
It's great to do a movie, eh? Get to learn what all the stuff means, eh? Like, grip, eh? I never knew what grips were, eh? You know what they are, eh? They're guys that wear tools on their belts.
And they live, like, up in the rafters, eh? They come early in the morning and go up there, and you don't see them all day, and then they go out. They're sort of like
or a gaffers,
different breed, eh?
You knew what a gaffer is, eh?
Living proof of evolution.
It's a guy that, like, he gaffs. Gaff for us.
That's what a gaffer does.
Okay. What? 2 minutes is up?
2 minutes and holding.
Okay.
He's going to blast off in a minute. You ever seen him do that?
You ever see at the end of movies when they, like, freeze frame? Okay, freeze frame. Okay. They ever see in the movies cowboys ride off into the sunset? When
That's
they hear the whistle
cue.
Blow? They ride off.
Go.
Ride off. Happy trails.
See ya.
Bye now.